Greetings and welcome to Throttle Up. This is a radio show and podcast that showcases critical thinking and complex problem solving. And it is designed to inform, delimit, empower, and amaze. Now, all aboard the Throttle Up Express, powered by High Velocity Reason, and I am your host, Captain Kevin Smith, U.S. Navy retired. Now, I'm a naval aviator and former squadron commander and Top Gun instructor as a naval aviator. And also, I'm a pioneer in the field of some aspects of critical thinking and complex problem solving, and of course, high velocity reason. Now, our tagline for the show is to accelerate beyond the ordinary. So we could say that we are not ordinary thinkers, you and I, but we are different and we are out of the box thinkers. Our motto for the show is to employ high velocity reason to achieve high octane performance. And in a nutshell, that basically means to stay out ahead of the problem. That's particularly important if we want to achieve success. Now, our mission statement for the show, and this changes a little bit from time to time, but this is a pretty good mission statement, is to provide our listening audience with a relatively easy yet effective way to strengthen our power of reason through the employment of critical thinking. Now, our website, the address here is throttleupradio.com. That's throttleupradio.com. That's the address for the website. And before we close on our introduction, I wanted to say that our audio engineering services is provided by Evergroove Studios, and they are located in Evergreen, Colorado, which is right outside of Denver on the west side. Highly recommend their services for anyone who wants to get involved with audio. It could be any kind of audio that you might have in mind, including music, by the way. Also, graphics artist services and media support is provided by Reflections Printing, and the gal is Jennifer. She heads up this organization, and she owns it as well. And Jennifer does a great job with all of our media support, is a fantastic graphics artist and media production specialist, and her phone number is 435-574-0422. That's 435-574-0422. And before we close the introduction, I want to say that the show is typically organized into three parts. So part one of Throttle Up is critical thinking, or an ongoing discussion of various aspects of critical thinking and complex problem solving. Part two is our storyboard, and the storyboard is a story of America, or a story of Americans, story of an individual. It could be any kind of story, but it all relates to trying to get our arms around this whole thing, which we call critical thinking and complex problem solving. And then part three is our radio essay. Now, our radio essay is typically a little bit more in-depth treatment of a particular subject. We do not intend for this to be boring. But for those who would like a little bit more info on certain things that we cover in part one and part two, then part three typically is a way for us to get a little bit further into a subject matter and understand it better. Okay, all aboard the Throttle Up Express. This is a place where all critical thinkers and complex problem solvers are welcome with open arms.
Hey
And welcome back to Throttle Up. Now, this is a special edition of Throttle Up. A couple of reasons for that as we move forward in our offerings as a radio show and also as a podcast. This special edition, I have called it Succeeding in Trump's America, Part 1. And I believe there's going to be more than just one part to this special edition. And but anyway, the reason for that is a couple of things. One is that America seems to be bouncing back economically under Trump's leadership very nicely. I have noticed unemployment rate reported in the Wall Street Journal just a few days ago was under, well, it was under 4%. I think it was about 3.5%. And it's not getting a lot of coverage, unfortunately, because there's a lot of silliness going on in the socio-political environment. But, okay, so we're going to start there. And we're going to examine being successful in Trump's America. What does that mean for all of us? And how should we think about it? How should we deal with it? You know, Throttle Up is all about what we can do as thinking Americans. What can we do? How can we deal with things that are going on around us? And we are not, we're really not powerless. We are not sacrificial lambs to whoever happens to be in power. We have a lot of power in our ability to reason. You know, my position has always been that the power of reason is the most powerful thing that we have at our disposal. And I would go on to say that it's really the most powerful thing in the universe. I know that sounds like I'm overstating it, but actually I believe in it. I believe in that. Our power of reason is a very, very powerful, special thing. And we should honor it. We should honor our ability to reason and honor its power and what it can do to better our lives and those around us. Okay, so I was thinking about how we should go ahead and put together this this series of special editions on how to succeed in Trump's America, and we're gonna as a kickoff mechanism, as a starting point, we're going to use Newt Gingrich's new book entitled Trump's America. We're going to use that as our launching pad as we get into this. But before we do that, I wanted to talk a little bit about success. And what do I mean? Well, basically it's this. We want to be successful. We want to, if we're starting out or starting all over, we want to become successful. And also, we want to help others be successful. And that's what this show is all about. That's what the special edition is all about. It's how can we be successful, or how can we become more successful if we wish, or to sustain our success. And so there's a couple of things up front that I want to talk a little bit about, and then we'll get into this rather insightful and I think a very important book that Newt Gingrich has just released. I do think it's very important. I think it is a, you know, it's kind of like it ought to be on your short list of must-read items, and I've already started dive right into it. It's really fascinating. And of course, Newt does a great job. He's very, very insightful, very intelligent individual. And I'm glad we have him in this country. I'm glad he's part of America. Okay, so, but before we get into that, I wanted to mention a few things. What is actually going on in the economy? Okay, we hear and read and we experience around us that the economy is improving, and all these metrics are showing positive trends and stuff like that. But what is actually going on? Well, what's going on is what I call these golden opportunities, these eras that occur every so often that represent golden opportunities to be a innovator, to be a entrepreneur, to be a thought leader, to be something that is unusual, something that is, excuse me, outside the box, something that is creative, an opportunity to bring new ideas into the marketplace of ideas, bring new ideas into the business environment, new ideas into the military environment, and so forth. So what are the bedrock skills that enable us? You say, what are the bedrock enabling skills by which we can achieve success? And I would say that, I'm going to keep this list very simple. It's not an all-inclusive list, but I would put these things front and center if I had to list things that will help us achieve success. Critical thinking, of course, and problem solving in complex environments. Now, another way of saying that is complex problem solving. That's a little shorter version, but I kind of like the longer version because it's a little more helpful for us. Problem solving in complex environments. Okay. And the most important thing, there's two things that relate to what is truly the most important aspect of critical thinking and complex problem solving. And that is, number one, what is most important is not what to think, but how to think. That is the most important. Most important thing is how to think. We should know how to think about things. And we don't want to just stop at the what. We don't want to just stop at the thing. We want to understand, or we want to comprehend, how is it that this is here? How is it that this has developed? How is it that I am confronted with such and such a thing, or a situation, or an aspect of reality? How is it that this has occurred in my life, in the life of those around us, and in the life of our great nation? And also, along with that, and this is rarely talked about, but I will talk about it, and that is this. What's most important is not what it is, but what it is becoming. So if we encounter something, and we could call it a what, it's not what it is in the present time and place, but what is most important is what it is becoming. So we think dynamically and not in a static way. So Let's do away with static style thinking, and let's all begin to think dynamically and think of things as constantly changing, constantly evolving, constantly reforming, constantly reformulating, and so forth. Okay, so let us move now into this this great book and ideas that it puts forward to help us understand what is actually going on. In other words, to clarify the actual. We talked about Make America Great Again, and we talk about Trump's America. Okay, we think we understand what is going on, but let's be sure, and let's spend a little bit of time and checking our comprehension here. And I always like to do that. I always like to consider, okay, how should I think about this, and do I understand it to the point where it is meaningful and it is thorough? In other words, my comprehension is good. So what is it about Trump's America that we need to understand, and how should we use that information to achieve success? Now, often you notice that I use something in the front of success, all right, because I come from the aviation community. I spent most of my adult life there, and we all in the aviation community, and as aviators, well, we constantly were talking and thinking about mission success. And that's not a bad way to think about it. You know, whenever we embark on a major activity, we ought to have a mission statement that we have prepared. Now, we can do that, you know, privately if you wish, or we can do that officially within our organization. But a mission statement is powerful. And you know what's powerful about it? And I've written a number of them in my life. What's powerful about it is not what I would call the final product or the final version of the mission statement. What is powerful is in the writing of it, the discipline, the ability to be clear and unambiguous about what is it about the mission that we need to know. What is it that I need to know about this mission that I'm about to embark on? Okay, so we're gonna dive right in to this this amazing book. Now, the way I'm gonna do it is this. I'm going to read some excerpts and then make some comments. So it's an excerpt and commentary on Trump's America with respect to this new book by Newt Gingrich, right? So that's kind of like the starting point. That's the platform by which we're going to move forward in this series of special Throttle Up radio shows and podcasts. And so we're going to establish the groundwork here. We're going to establish our foundation. We're going to try to understand what is actually going on in America, what is going on with respect to President Trump and his administration, and how it is affecting all of us. And using that, then we can look at how can we use that to advance ourselves or to succeed or to maintain success if we're already successful. It depends on where we are in our life. Now, keep in mind something that I think is really important to understand about this changing business environment with respect to this improved economic situation under President Trump. The changing business environment is opening up lots of avenues for entrepreneurs, for innovators, for creative thinkers, for new types of enterprises, new business models. And really, the list is quite extensive. But keep that in mind. Things are actually changing pretty dramatically. It's not static anymore. Things are changing very dramatically. And I think it's really an exciting time to be in America. It's an exciting time to be involved in some aspect of business. It's an exciting time to be, for example, in my position, I'm an author and commentator and design consultant. I deal a lot with advanced design concepts and so forth. So it really is an exciting time. So keep that in mind as we go forward, because that all of this has a lot to do with our success, the ability of us to remain successful, become even more successful, or if we're just starting out, to become successful. All right, so we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come right back and dive right into this amazing book called Trump's America. Okay, welcome back. And Trump's America is coming up. And I think you will find it fascinating and really motivating. But we need to understand it because there are there obviously are forces afoot. I call them the negative forces, or the forces that do not want America to succeed. And they do not want Trump to be successful, because if he is unsuccessful, then America might very well be unsuccessful. Okay, so part one of this book by Newt Gingrich, and I'm going to read you this this brief description of part one. And again, I'm going to be reading some excerpts from the book and making some comments. So excerpts and commentary on this book as we look at it with respect to how we can become or sustain our success or mission success in whatever we want to do. So starts out with this in part one. America is a deeply divided country along a political, cultural fault line. On one side, they want to see America return to prosperity, strength, and its traditional values. The other wants to fundamentally change America into a different nation that rejects many of its founding principles. Trump's America is not just a name for the people who elected him. It describes this former group that supports the aspirant vision of America that President Trump and his supporters want us to revive. This section, part one, aims to explain the American comeback that's underway. Okay, so again, this is how should we think about America in this current time and place? And this is a great way that we can answer that question. Chapter one is entitled The Fight for Trump's America. It starts off by saying America is in the midst of a cultural, political, civil war, a fight over our very identity as a people. For decades, it says, this conflict has been fought quietly in city halls, classrooms, school boards, courtrooms, town squares, and state houses across the country. However, the election of President Trump has clarified the battle lines in this struggle and elevated these individual fights into a united national conflict. On one side of this conflict is a factional anti-Trump coalition. It is, according to Newt, a strange amalgam of radicals, liberals, globalists, establishment elites from both parties, and blatantly anti-American groups loosely held together by their hostility to and disdain for the president. On the other side is Trump's America, the millions of hardworking people who are united by respect for our foundational freedoms, traditional values, and history of limited common sense governance. Before President Trump rallied Trump's America and gave us a national voice, the various groups that would eventually form the anti-Trump coalition were winning on their own. For decades, Newt Gingrich says, they have meticulously undermined our traditions through politics and courts, entertainment, news media, liberal schools, and curriculum to quietly impose new world views on everyday Americans that are counter to our historic principles. However, the tide turned after the 2016 presidential elections. Here's the truth the mainstream media is hiding from you. Today, Trump's America is winning. Okay, now I will make a few comments here as we press on into the heart and soul of this book. I guess what I can say is that there are opposing forces, or there are two opposing forces. It's kind of like two magnets that are arranged such that they repel each other. And the two magnets that are repelling each other, and the way they are aligned and positioned with respect to reality, they cannot exist in the same place. So these repelling forces are diametrically opposed to one another. And now you and I have, we've encountered this compromise idea, this this getting along and all of this stuff, and the breaking down the political divisions and dichotomies and what have you. And I would, that's a worthy goal. I think that's probably useful in the general sense of the word. But we are now in a particular world, in a particular era, with respect to a particular frame of reference and a particular model of reality that is quite different than it has been for some time. And we have these two diametrically opposed forces. Now, what Trump has done, he's done something quite remarkable. What he has done is he has selected the third option. Now, what is that? The third option is not based upon staunch ideology. The third option is to look at things in from the lens of, okay, what actually does work in a vibrant, in a modern industrial society? What actually does work? And a lot of what works is, another way I could say that, a lot of what works emanates from the founding principles or the American principles, our founding principles, or the American ideals, or the principles by which America was founded upon. And those just didn't happen as a curiosity. They happened because some great thinkers spent an awful lot of time and effort thinking about how should a people govern themselves? How should a people organize themselves into a system that works for everyone? And they came up with this thing that we call America. And America is unique. It is a noble experiment. And it has been proven to be time and time again enormously successful, quite to the dismay of many people. But America is, in fact, an idea that was new and fresh, and it was sustainable in at least to the extent that I can understand it. It's a viable system where the other systems that have been tried were, in fact, not viable. And you can point without a lot of effort, you can point to communism and socialism and how whatever you want to say about that system that is based upon the idea of collectivism, whatever you want to say about it, it has never been proven to be viable. We can say that all the empirical evidence points to the fact that that is, in fact, a non-viable system. It cannot be sustained over any meaningful length of time with 100% certitude. You know, all systems based upon collectivism or Marxism, or if you prefer, neo-Marxism, those systems will collapse. That's pretty much assured. And the system that's based upon America is a system that clearly is sustainable, it is viable, it is vibrant. And the most important thing about America is it's an innovation incubator. And that's what innovation feeds the economic engine. In whatever system that you want to put together, you must address yourself to innovation first, not equality, not this, not that. It must be innovation is front and center. Innovation then. If you don't have a system that fosters and promotes innovation, your economic engine will die, will run out of gas, will run out of fuel, and will eventually collapse. Okay, let me continue. I stopped briefly here by when Newt said in his chapter one, the tide turned after the 2016 presidential elections. He goes on to say that here's the truth the mainstream media is hiding from you. Today, Trump's America is winning. Under President Trump, America is experiencing a great comeback after nearly a decade of recession and tepid job creation. Our economy is booming. In addition, ISIS has been effectively destroyed. Illegal immigration is down. Our military is being rebuilt, and our veterans are getting the health care and support they deserve. The administration is achieving success across a variety of sectors daily. Perhaps more important than these successes, however, is the reinvigoration of America's patriotic sense of self, which the rise of Donald Trump has awakened. Our country is being reconnected to our founding principles, the values that made America the greatest country in the world, and in doing so is coming to understand just how destructive the last few decades of elite leadership have been to our freedom, prosperity, and safety. Of course, the anti-Trump coalition is in complete denial about America's comeback under Trump. Now, let me stop there and just make a brief comment. That is really, doesn't that just boggle your mind? I mean, why would a group of people be in complete denial of a certain aspect of reality? That's pathological. That's pathological delusion. And so you have to just kind of shake your head and wonder how is it that these people are pathologically delusional in not being able to recognize or not being able to clarify the actual, recognize what is actually going on in the realm of reality. Okay, so, all right, let me now continue. And of course, Newt says that the anti-Trump coalition is in complete denial. He goes on to say that for them, it is incomprehensible that someone like President Trump and the tens of millions of so-called deplorables who fervently support him could be on the verge of reclaiming America, because the news media is fully a part of the anti-Trump coalition. Its members will not accurately report what is happening in America under President Trump. This, Newt says, is a major reason why I wrote this book. His book, Trump's America, The Truth About America's Great Comeback, is intended as a resource for Americans who want the truth about the significant accomplishments President Trump has achieved in his first year and a half, or now at 2 years in office. It is also an attempt to describe the nature of the cultural political conflict we are in and vividly explain the differences in values and principles between Trump's America and those who oppose us. All right. Now we're going to have to talk a little bit about this. The next section coming up in this chapter is called the Anti-Trump Coalition. And we will take a short break and be right back. And welcome back to Throttle Up. This is a special edition of Throttle Up, How to Succeed in Trump's America. And so we're going to get right back into this rather marvelous book by Newt Gingrich. Now, I'm going to cover, in this section, I'm going to cover something a little bit difficult for me, because it is, it's about these nefarious forces afoot, which Newt calls the anti-Trump coalition. But, you know, I guess we have to understand it if we are to move forward, and keep in mind that that we must be vigilant. Keep in mind that there are forces afoot that are trying to undermine America and its ability to bring prosperity to the world. Okay, so Newt Gingrich starts out by saying, at the center of the fight I'm describing is ultimately one question. Is America an exceptional country, or more specifically, is America's history or historic prosperity and power due to our nation's unique founding principles, and is it our duty as a people to uphold those ideals? The anti-Trump coalition, who does not believe, by the way, in these American ideals, encompasses, Newt says, an increasingly broad group of people. It includes, of course, Democrats of all stripes, from the most moderate to the most radically liberal. It includes activists who protest for niche sexual and gender issues. It includes race-focused activists, such activist groups such as Black Lives Matter, La Raza, and others. It also includes violent radical groups such as Antifa that oppose the American system in general. Most of the reporters, anchors, producers, and editors of the mainstream media are active, enthusiastic members or cheerleaders of the anti-Trump coalition, as are the ivory tower academics at our elite universities and the legions serving in our government bureaucracies. This branch of the anti-Trump coalition favors group rights over individual rights and prefers a strong dictatorial bureaucracy that imposes boundaries to freedom upon everyday Americans. They think the consent of the governed is the consent of the ignorant and the deplorable. Newt says that many of these people believe traditional America is an immoral, brutal regime which tramples on human rights and inflicts its evil upon the world. They say the American dream does not exist, and it is in fact a racist social construction. All right, so let me pause here and just add a few of my own thoughts. Yes, they paint a very, very bleak picture. They paint a world with all kinds of dire consequences. They don't believe that America is a noble enterprise. Now, why? Okay, a great question here is, why do they think this way? How is it that they have come to this belief system? And so my thoughts are this. If you are, let's say that you are within a group or organization or something that is primarily directed at taking over another country, how would you do that? How would you? Okay, so you could do it externally through military force, but if you wanted to do it internally without using overt military force, how would you go about doing it? And the way you would do it is break down the social structures that currently exist and initiate what many call a revolution. So Marxism is based on the idea of a social or a socioeconomic revolution, which basically means that we eradicate the status quo, the current system, and we replace it top to bottom with a completely different system based upon the principles that are enumerated in Marxism. Now it's often called neo-Marxism. It's basically the same idea. Okay, so let me continue here. So Newt says that this branch of the anti-Trump coalition believes that some ideas should be censored. Religions are oppressive, hateful, dangerous institutions, and only the government can safely guide people to live appropriately. I know, it's pretty outrageous, but that's what they believe. Ultimately, he says, they say America is not exceptional. It should be more like other countries rather than try to live up to its founding ideas. However, these members are confused. To render America unexceptional is to eliminate the essence of America. In their effort to renounce American exceptionalism, they are in fact seeking to create a new post-American society. This part of the anti-Trump coalition is made up of groups that typically align with the left. However, there is another important wing of the anti-Trump coalition, the orderly institutionalists. This branch includes so-called Never Trumpers in the Republican Party. Like many bureaucrats who are mostly apolitical, these conservatives are part of an orderly sect that simply wants the world to be neat, tidy, and predictable. They value institutional process more highly than achievement gained by risk. Newt says that they are the type of institutionalists who bitterly opposed Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan, Jack Kemp, he says myself, that's Newt, and other Republicans who violated the norm. This risk-adverse group includes much of the national security establishment, which fully adheres to the New World Order that President George H.W. Bush described on September 11th, 1990, before a joint session of Congress. This speech is an important marker for this group because President Bush's concept was not an expressly American order, nor was it a traditional American-British order. It was a world order. Newt says that as such, these orderly institutionalists support the Paris Accord, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and other international agreements, regardless of how Americans are hurt in the name of maintaining the world order. For them, American exceptionalism is a campaign phrase, not a political doctrine. These people bitterly oppose President Trump for two main reasons. First, President Trump clearly rejects their global order policies on trade and foreign relations. More importantly, members of this group hate Trump because he explicitly points out and repudiates their failures. By the time President H.W. Bush's son was in the Oval Office, the so-called New World Order had degenerated into a series of wars. Trump was the first major Republican candidate to publicly acknowledge that the global market-focused peace-through-payment approach of the New World Order had utterly failed and stuck Americans with tremendous costs in blood and in resources. This is why the orderly institutionalist branch of the then-forming anti-Trump coalition balked at candidate Trump's Make America Great Again slogan. It was a callback to Ronald Reagan's similar campaign slogan from 1980. Implicit in the American Bank Make America Great Again theme is the belief that our country has lost what has made it great, and that politicians, bureaucrats, and other elite leaders are to blame. Okay, now I would say that this whole notion of Make America Great Again as a celebration of America as a great nation, the celebration of the fact that America has established and implemented these fundamental principles by which anyone can achieve success. It is a system that is rich with opportunities, and the opportunities are open to everyone. And that is what makes America distinctly different, in my view, distinctly different from other forms of government, from other countries throughout the course of human history. All right, so to conclude this section here, or this part one of this show, or this series, Newt says that to many Americans, this Make America Great Again was an uplifting, optimistic campaign call. However, for the institutional establishment, it was a declaration of war against all the forces that led America through decades of failure. So, the entire anti-Trump coalition presents a much more complicated paradigm than the typical right-left, conservative, liberal, or Republican-Democratic dynamic. This is why we saw a host of very different Republicans, a self-avowed socialist, and the matriarch of the Democratic establishment all declare him to be enemy number one in 2016. Okay, now I'm going to be closing on that, and the next section of this remarkable book is called Trump's America, and we will begin that discussion on the next show, which will be a continuation of this special edition that we have called Success in Trump's America, and it'll be part two. This is now the close of part one of that special edition. Now, we have some closing remarks coming up that have been pre-recorded, but again, I would like to thank you all for listening, and next time, we will be talking more about this aspect of America and how it can, or how we can work within this idea of Make America Great Again, how we can work within that construct to become successful, or to become even more successful than they are, or achieve success for others as well as ourselves. Well, that went fast. So this is a close of another show, another Throttle Up. And before I go, I would like to acknowledge a few people. I'd like to thank my listening audience for being here. And I would like to thank Red State Talk Radio for providing us an opportunity for each and every weekend to put on this radio show that we call Throttle Up. And I would like to thank all of you veterans out there. Thank you for your service. And I would like to thank the families of the veterans. Thank you for supporting this noble cause. And I would like to thank all of you on active duty in the Guard and the Reserve. Thank you for serving this great country of ours. And with that, I would like to say goodbye, and we will see you all again next week.